So this really interesting thing has happened to me, and that is that I've been very ill over the last couple of months, kind of started like end of June, and I've been seeing different healthcare practitioners, and I've taken a lot of tests, and I'm in the middle of getting my results back, and I'm sure I'll talk more in depth at some juncture about the particulars of the health issues. But what I wanted to talk about today is more related to my response to my health issues and actually the response of others to my health issues. So the interesting thing is, right when I had like a flare-up of symptoms, and by the way, like I have had a slew of health issues my whole life, up until about 3 to 4 years ago when I had resolved almost all of them. And then the last like 3 years, I've been in amazing, amazing health, like almost had zero pain in my body, besides maybe the occasional migraine, which also have substantially decreased over the last couple of years. So by and large, like this was a surprise, but I am not new to health issues. I've had over 10 major surgeries in my life. I was very, very ill growing up. I missed like half of second grade due to just chronic, just random infections, like strep throat and sinus infections and allergies to different medications I would be given for those infections. And yeah, like just a lot of health issues. And then as I healed my mind, as I went deep in subconscious reprogramming, which is a process that I use with all of my clients, and I'm actually going to do, I think, a podcast episode on subconscious reprogramming, hopefully in the next month or two. But yeah, subconscious reprogramming, doing that both with my therapist and then my own kind of proprietary method of subconscious reprogramming is by and large like 100% what has healed my body. Because when I healed my beliefs about my life and my body, I was able to cure myself from so many health issues. So this was like kind of a surprise that I had this health issue flare up, but I'm here for it. And that's actually what I want to talk about, is how I'm so here for it. Like, and this really comes as a shock to a lot of people. I've tried to explain this to some people about how I'm really here for this. Like, I'm here for life's curriculum. I'm here for whatever happens to me. And I'm interested and curious about it. But when it comes to actually like physical pain, that's where I have found people are the most confused and confounded by my response. I was listening to my favorite spiritual teacher, Rupert Spira, the other day, and he is just amazing. Like, by far, this spiritual teacher has changed my perspectives about life and awakening and enlightenment more than any other spiritual teacher. And I have studied under a lot of different spiritual teachers. And he was talking about this in a way. He was talking about physical pain versus emotional pain. And he said, I know a lot of people who are in no physical pain, but are suffering tremendous emotional pain. And I also know a lot of people who are under a great deal of physical pain, but have total peace and joy and are not experiencing emotional pain with the physical pain. And that can be kind of mind-blowing. I feel like a lot of times the way that we just assume life will go is if we have physical pain, we will have emotional pain with it. It's almost like those are inextricably linked. Like, how could I have physical pain and not have the accompanying emotional pain to go along with it? And pretty much up until the last like 5 months, I would say that actually was the case for me. Every time I did have, like, I would get kind of randomly sick, even in the last few years, which, you know, like, I've never had COVID, I guess, knock on wood. But like, I just very, very rarely would get sick or have just anything come up. But when I would, or when I would just be tired, even sometimes, I would feel a bit of like kind of this emotional component to go along with it. Like, kind of just like a, I want to be taken care of energy, and I feel a little bit sad and a little bit low. And that has not happened this time around. And it has not happened for a reason. And when I heard Rupert Spira talking about how he knows a lot of people with physical pain, but no emotional pain, and they're actually in deep peace and joy. Like, that is actually how, by and large, how I'm feeling. There have been days that have been really, really hard for me, and I've just been worn out, and it's been harder for me to access that joy. But not a single moment, you guys, not a single moment since this has flared up over the last two, let's see, how long has it been? Yeah, 2+ months, have I wished things were different. Now, I've been seeking out remedies, because I think whenever we're in physical pain, like, the body is signaling to us that something is off. So it's not like I haven't been seeking out better health. I have. But I haven't wished things were different. And here's why. All of your suffering, all of it, is born from wishing things were different. All of your suffering comes from you wishing things were different than how they are in this very moment. It has taken me a really long time and a lot of personal work to get to this point where I don't wish things were different. Now, let me dive into that a bit. Is my hope that I will be able to resolve this and be in perfect health? Of course, that's my hope. That's what I'm moving towards. That's the actions that I'm taking, okay? But what I mean by not wishing things were different is I also trust life. I trust life. And I don't think anything happens accidentally. Everything that happens, I know that I can glean wisdom from, that there is a lesson for me in it, and that it will evolve my soul in this lifetime. So as this is occurring to me, I am saying yes, because I am trusting life. I'm trusting what's happening, and I'm saying, okay, this is the universe's curriculum for me. This is life's curriculum for me, and I'm going to be here for it. And I'm not going to rail against it. I'm not going to resist it. I'm not going to wish things were different, because that's what creates suffering. So I want you to see the distinction here. Like, moving into a state of surrender and acceptance does not mean that we do nothing, does not mean that we change nothing. Moving into a state of surrender and acceptance just means that in this moment where I am right now, I accept what is happening to me. And in my mind, I don't wish things were different. I just say, okay, I trust what's happening. And I also trust that I will be led to the right practitioners and the right medications or whatever it is that I need to take to resolve this issue. I trust that all of that is going to work out for my highest good. And in the meantime, while I am feeling physical pain, I also trust my experience there too. I trust what it's teaching me. So hopefully you're hearing my distinction here. Like, surrender and acceptance and not wishing things were different doesn't mean that I just collapse into a state of passivity and a lack of personal power. No. What I do is I trust the universe. I say, first and foremost, I trust the universe. And I'm attempting to achieve perfect health, and I'm open and softening in this experience and looking for what it has to teach me. So with all that said, the interesting thing is I've had so many people, like dozens of people, express to me that they're so sorry that I'm experiencing this. I'm so sorry that you're experiencing this. And I went on vacation with my family, and I had multiple family members multiple times throughout the week tell me, I'm so sorry this is happening to you. It's just not fair. It's just not fair that this is happening to you. Now, all of these people and my family members, they're just expressing their way of love to me. And they are just saying, like, I wish this wasn't happening to you. Like, I wish that you weren't suffering. And that is a very generous, loving thing for all of them to say. So I just want to acknowledge that. And it's weird to me. It's weird because I don't wish this weren't happening. Like, I'm not in a state of thinking it's unfair or wishing things were different. And so it's kind of weird to me when people are like, oh, I'm so sorry this is happening to you. Because my response, what I want to say is, like, I'm not sorry. And that's for two reasons. One, again, because I totally trust life and I trust life's curriculum and I trust that this has lessons for me and that this will evolve me. And whenever I say like a lesson, what I'm seeing is that this experience is going to liberate me from something. Every difficult thing that I experience, I know that if I do the work around it, if I do the subconscious reprogramming around it, I will feel liberated from it. And then I will never have to experience something quite like it again because I will have harnessed the lesson and because I will have reprogrammed my subconscious beliefs around it. And I'll probably do another episode to describe what subconscious beliefs this has exposed because I am learning really amazing lessons in this space right now, but I'll probably wait to articulate those until a later episode. But number one, again, I just trust life's curriculum. I trust that there is meaning here for me and that everything difficult, air quote difficult, that I experience is going to liberate me from something. But number two, I actually don't feel upset. Like I don't feel emotionally upset, minus the moments where I'm just like so fatigued and I like can't keep my eyes open and I'm just like completely worn out, which I would say like the emotional feeling that accompanies that is just exhaustion. It's just like sheer exhaustion and like I can't really do anything right now except for maybe watching Netflix or sleep. That's all I can do. But besides those moments, I actually still feel like I have access to deep peace and joy. So when people are saying to me, I'm so sorry this is happening to you, this isn't fair, I wish this wasn't happening to you, there's an assumption within them that I'm suffering. And I would say, depending on how we define suffering, if we're defining suffering as like emotional suffering, that's actually not occurring. Like it's not occurring for me, by and large, not occurring. So it's weird. It's almost like I've gotten to this point where I'm so accepting with everything that happens and I'm just like so deeply trusting in the universe, you know, God, spirit, life, consciousness, whatever you want to call it, that it's like I have a brief moment of confusion when people say they're so sorry that this is happening to me. And I get it. I mean, I do get what they're saying. And I have to say, like, I could probably see myself still maybe saying that to someone who's experiencing pain, who I'm witnessing experiencing pain. Like if they're in emotional suffering, I could see myself saying like, I'm sorry that you're experiencing this, but I could also see myself saying, and if you really lean into this experience, it's actually going to liberate you from something. Because I've experienced, you know, an egregious amount of suffering in my life, like emotional and physical in my life. And because I've done the subconscious reprogramming around it at those times, they have not repeated in the same way. And so I've been more and more free and more liberated. And that's why I do the work, right? Like I do the work, I do the emotional work because it makes my life better, because I'm happier. If doing the work didn't yield amazing results, like I wouldn't do the work, right? Like why would I? Like doing the emotional work can sometimes be hard. Doing subconscious reprogramming does take effort. But if it didn't yield amazing outcomes, then I wouldn't do the work. And by the way, this is a side tangent, but I just want to say, like, when I talk about doing the work and getting amazing results, it's because of the tools I use. So I'm not just meditating. I'm not just doing like energy healing. I'm not just doing breath work. I'm not just doing nervous system regulation exercises. I'm doing subconscious reprogramming. And every time I reprogram something subconsciously, I feel substantially better and it doesn't revert. So here's the thing, like if you use tools that are band-aids, which by and large, like I believe a lot of tools are, you can use them in the moment when you're triggered or when you're not feeling well, when you're feeling emotionally upset, and you will feel better momentarily. Like you may make yourself feel better in that moment, but if that situation were to come up again, guess what would happen? You would get triggered again. So if you bring to mind, and I know this is a side tangent, but I feel compelled to say it. If you bring to mind something that is emotionally activating for you, like your partner does something that triggers you, your child does something that triggers you, a client, a patient, a customer, another business, something like that, someone does something that annoys you, activates you, triggers you. And then you realize that you're triggered. And instead of like responding in a triggered way, you go off and you maybe meditate or go on a run or something like that. You may notice afterwards, like, I feel better. And so then you think, oh man, that's awesome. I feel better. But what you've just done is you've taken a teapot full of boiling water that's like boiling over, and you've turned the heat down just enough to where it's no longer boiling over. So you think like, oh, that's awesome. But you subject yourself to that experience one more time, and it's just going to click that heat up and it's going to boil over again. So that's not reprogramming. That is putting a Band-Aid on the situation. Reprogramming is when you pour a little bit of water out of that pot, and now you actually have less water in the teapot. And so the next time that happens and the heat kicks up, you actually won't boil over because you've reprogrammed. And I know that could be weird to some of you if you're like, okay, what is reprogramming? And that's why I'm going to do a podcast episode on it in the future. But my process, Trigger Free, will do this for you. Going on a run, going to yoga, doing energy healing, meditating will not do this for you. Okay? So that's the difference between reprogramming. The reason I bring this up is because I use very powerful tools like subconscious reprogramming, and that's what makes my life better. That's the work that I'm doing that makes my life better. I've done this now for many, many years. I've done a lot of work, which is why I now coach people and help people do similar work. And now I'm to this point where anything that happens, I'm not fighting with reality. I'm not wishing things were different. I feel deep down a constant state of peace. And this isn't to say like I'm walking around like Buddha, right? And I'm always just like, oh, I'm walking around, I'm like floating and I'm so peaceful. Like, I do feel other emotions, you know, like I still do get triggered from time to time, but whoa, way less frequently. Way, 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 way less frequently. And so the point of this episode is that I actually just want to tell you that this is possible. I want to be a sort of beacon for you of, hey, can you imagine like a reality where you could be in extraordinary pain for 2 months? Where like right now, I have good days and bad days. But on my bad days, I do nothing but like sit on the couch. And a short walk is exhausting to me. I can't work at all. I am working anywhere right now from like probably 2 to 10 hours a week. I've probably never felt this ill in my life. So to give you like an idea of what's going on, that's what's going on. And I have peace and I still have moments of deep, deep, deep joy. And that's possible for you too. No matter who you are, no matter what you've experienced in your life, like that is possible for you too. And that's kind of just all I wanted to say today. Like, I just wanted to share this experience that I truly never thought was possible. Like, I never thought when people would be like, oh, I'm so sorry that's happening to you, that would be confusing to me. Like, I never thought I would be in this place of being like, I don't understand what you're saying. Why would you be sorry this is happening to me? Like, this is life. I'm fully accepting life on life's terms. I never wish things were different. I never think that things are going wrong. I mean, like, I know that something in my body isn't functioning correctly, but when I think about that from like a non-dualistic existential perspective of, is something going wrong in the universe? It's like, no, I don't. I'm fully trusting. I'm fully trusting that the universe is functioning perfectly as it is. And that me, the part of me that is like consciousness, that is God, that is part of God, just wants to experience this for one reason or another. And that this is the curriculum that life and the universe is giving me right now. And I'm here for it. Like, I'm here for it. And wow, like, I'm so grateful that this is the point that I'm at where I can say that to you today. And if I believe like anything, it's that everybody can be here. Everybody can get to the point where they're not rocked and rattled by unexpected events, where when things don't go quite right or you have sudden health issues, you're not totally losing your shit and you are deeply trusting and you are on a path to healing while simultaneously knowing that all is as it's meant to be in the world, just as it is today. And you're safe. You're safe. So, two things to close. Number one, what is something right now in your life that you wish weren't happening, that you wish were going differently? Just bring one thing to mind. Maybe something, probably something has already come to mind. Instead of wishing it were going differently, ask yourself, what is this here to show me? What could this be teaching me? What could this be liberating me from? What changes could I make in my life because of this event that would actually make my life better than it was before the event even occurred? And number two, can you imagine what it would be like to just soften? Can you imagine what it would be like to just say yes to this experience, yes to the universe? Can you imagine having the right tools to liberate yourself from the emotional suffering associated with this event permanently, not like a Band-Aid, not just turning down the heat, but pouring water out of that teapot so that the emotional suffering associated with this event will never happen again moving forward? Can you imagine that reality for yourself? If you can, then I would highly recommend you look into purchasing my workshop, Trigger Free, which will help you start this journey of subconscious reprogramming, help you start liberating yourself from this. There are different payment plans available. This workshop by itself can change your life, can change your reality. I've had people use this one workshop, the tool in this workshop, every day for a week, and they are a different person at the end of the week. Like, it's so mind-blowing that I actually don't even have words to describe how powerful it is. It will change your life. It will change your reality. You can also reach out to me through Instagram if you are looking for some more intimate kind of one-on-one coaching. My Instagram handle is at Stephanie Zeller Speaks. If you are already a client of mine, you already have these tools, or you are doing subconscious reprogramming with a particular therapist in therapy and you know that's what you're doing, no matter who you are, what you're doing, if you're going to get these tools or if not, right now, before we close, what would it be like to just soften into what's happening? What would it be like to just trust the universe's plan for you? What would it be like to trust that this is your curriculum? This is your unique curriculum in this lifetime, right now at this moment. And just to soften your body and say yes to it. Yes. And then see what unfolds. Take a deep, deep breath in with me through your nose. Yes. Okay, let's do this. Let's do this thing. If you know someone that is experiencing a great deal of physical pain right now, please forward this episode onto them. Seriously, like, coming from years and years, like decades of intense physical pain, you guys, like I said, like close to a dozen major surgeries, so sick in my lifetime. If I would have received a podcast like this where I would have thought that emotional suffering could be eliminated while experiencing physical pain, I mean, it just would have made a world of difference. So if you know someone that is suffering at all physically, please pass this episode along to them. And if you are suffering physically, feel free to reach out to me and perhaps I can give you some guidance and some loving words. Again, you can follow me or connect with me at Stephanie Zeller Speaks, and you can find all of my offerings and a way to connect with me at thetransformationschool.com. Also, I do these things called one-on-one magic sessions, and that's a great way to connect with me and get extra support. If you fill out a 5-star review on Apple and write a couple sentences, you will be automatically entered into a drawing to win a one-on-one magic session with me as well. Thank you for being here with me today, my friend. Thank you so much. From my heart to yours, have a great week.